How do you get on a grand jury?
You get a summons. Actually, I received a summons a few months ago to sit on a grand jury, and I said, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to be perceived as an unbiased person since I've been working on a group called Portland Cop Watch for the last 27 years. And they said, oh, that doesn't matter to us. We have police officers who sit on grand juries, at which point my jaw hit the floor. I mean, you know, if you have a police officer sitting in on a grand jury that is about whether a police officer used deadly force inappropriately, that should not happen.
Well, I guess that you should get on then. Now, in April, you came out with information about police shootings remaining steady in Oregon. So I want to ask you, is 2018 turning out to be an average year in terms of people shot and or killed by Portland police?
Oh, not at all. Since that time, like a couple of months ago, we actually put out a new release that said that shootings were up by a very large percentage over previous years. And at this point, we're up by at least 40% over a normal year. When I say normal, I mean, we shouldn't have any deadly force incidents with police. That would be an ideal society. But the average that we found from 2010 till 2017 was 25 per year. Right now, there have been 34, including this most recent shooting that happened on Friday. So there's something going on. If you look at the Washington Post's list, they're keeping track since after Ferguson of how many deaths happened by police shootings nationwide. That number is remaining steady. But in Oregon, the number of deadly force, and, you know, so just to be clear, the 34 incidents aren't all ones that ended in death, but the percentage of people who died from them is the same as usual. So that means that we are at 40% in the number of deaths by police in Oregon. And why is that so much higher when it's about the same nationwide? I don't know. I can't answer that question.
I understand that the Portland police and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement are cooperating with each other no matter what is said. Can you comment on that?
That's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what we said in the headline in our newsletter. That just to be clear, this is what happens. The Portland police have a policy that is based on state law that says they can't cooperate when immigration officials are investigating somebody only for an immigration violation, which is a civil violation, and it's a federal statute. However, if that person has committed another crime and also has an immigration violation, they are allowed to cooperate. And then there's also, in the policy that the police have, there's a clause that says that the police can lend support to immigration officials for such things as directing traffic, et cetera, et cetera. And, in fact, when people were blockading the ICE building over the summer, the Portland police did act to blockade the streets and allow for the federal law enforcement to clear out the protesters and make arrests and use violence. So it's fairly clear that the Portland police do cooperate with ICE, even though, you know, the mayor's made very strong statements. He didn't think it should happen, and he was trying to lay back on what was going on down with the Occupy movement. It also came out, by the way, that Chief Outlaw said she was going to go down and enforce the law regardless of whatever the mayor said, even though he's the police commissioner and she, in theory, should be deferring to him.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for taking the time.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
For KBOO Portland, I'm Teresa Mitchell.